And a mouse in the house may be a great cartoon entertainment, but it's of great concern for a lot of homeowners who have to deal with pests in the house. When it gets this cold out, the mice want someplace warm, and that's your house. Joining us live now, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior. Going to get you out of the yard today, Mike, and into the house to talk about mice. Trapping is the best strategy, isn't it, as opposed to poisoning the mice?
Oh, absolutely. And what was Walt Disney thinking? I mean, how is this a cute character? That's, you know, why wasn't he even a rat? Why didn't he go all the way? If you use poisons in the house, what typically happens is the mice or the other vermin die inside your walls because that's like their I-95 to get back and forth from different places in your house. And believe me, you do not want a dead mouse or a dead rat inside your walls. You'd be living with it all winter long, and it attracts a huge number of terrible pests. So trapping is the way to go. And I know not everybody can use snap traps. They're a little gruesome. So there is a relatively new thing on the scene that I think is sensational. One of the brand names is called the Rat Zapper. It's a box that has an opening that mice and rats, the kind that they like to run into to hide, and it's powered by batteries, regular, AA batteries. And when they get inside, it not only electrocutes the creature, but turns on a little signal light to tell you you got one. So then you can, put one hand over your eyes and, hit the switch on the side over top of your trash can and put it back in place, and you don't have to worry about it. I think it's much more humane, and I think it's clean. And believe me, with this winter cold we're getting, with our old homes and the way they can compress their bodies and the physical abilities they have, everybody is going to have a mouse in the house.
What about humane traps that allow the mice to live?
I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it's kind of gruesome, even the glue things. I mean, can't we just let the little guys go?
Because then outside they become the biggest vectors for Lyme disease in our area. Although we call them deer ticks, most deer ticks have never seen a deer. But they have to complete part of their life cycle on the white-footed field mouse. So every vermin who tried to come into your home and destroy your family that you release is going to become a tick breeder outside to come back and get you in a different way in the summertime.
Excellent point. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. WTOP Garden Editor Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.